Where'd you go to Brooklyn here?
I think I did it.
You want to get it? You need it?
Okay.
Yes.
I did it, Mama.
We'll do it for me. What is the name of the book? What's the name? Yeah, who's that? That's the person.
It's from me.
Alright, who is it?
It's not me. It's ice cream.
It is. Not cake, it's ice cream.
Mama, The boy has ice cream on his mouth.
Good.
Yes. Milkman. Look. Can you see him, Dragon?
He says, I want some milk. He says,
meow, meow.
In cat language, that means I want some milk.
And me, and mom and daddy. Want some milk and airplane? How about that?
Okay, you read her the book, will you? You want to read it to her?
What the milk?
Read it to her, right? Start from the beginning and read it to her. Oh, they have the old one.
That's my book.
Hoppity, hoppity, hop. Whenever I tell him to lighten to stop it, he says he can't possibly stop. If he stopped hopping, he wouldn't go anywhere. Poor little Christopher couldn't go anywhere. That's why he always goes hoppity, 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 hop. And then I think,
put him down.
Oh, that's a teddy bear.
Mom, that is just this teddy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you moving around for?
I'll move a little horse to push him off the other. Let's see what it says. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our teddy bear is short and fat, which is not to be wondered at. He gets what exercise he can by falling off the ottoman, so that's when he gets his exercise. But generally seems to lack the energy to camel back. Now, tubbiness is just the thing which gets a fellow wondering. And Teddy worried lots about the fact that he was rather stuck. Oh, she thought, it's only an Irish doing, but how does anyone begin?
Let's go down the rug, there's some softness. Come on.
I'm going to
There was a little girl. Let Kurt help you. Come on, Kurt. Well, let's start over. There was a little girl.
Had a little girl. One in the middle of the forest. And when she was cooking, very, very good. When she was all over the head. Just a little bit. And all of the best. No, for love and tender. She wasn't.
Speak roughly to your little boy, and beat him when he sneezes. He only does it to annoy, because he knows it teases. Say a name for the record. Come on. Make a record of it. Okay. Do you know? What shall he sing? Mary had a little lamb and then she can sing the bass.
Yeah.
How about Mary had a little lamb and then Mary, then you can sing the bass. Sing the first verse.
Mary, Mary, little lamb, little lamb, Mary had a little lamb of the snow white as snow. And that's where Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. That's where Mary went, Mary went to
move. Now let's sing bass. Start on and sing bass. That's pretty good for tenor, that's all right.
I didn't.
Greece is white as snow. Yeah, you remembered it today.
I remember two the other day.
No, you didn't remember two the other day. Let's see. You want to sing anymore? What do you want to sing? King Cole. All right. King Cole. King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he.
He covered his pipe, and he covered his bow, and he covered his tree.
What did they do?
They threw the ball down.
And what did the doctor say?
Well, you take a pencil off every head
in the room. Well, good. So, my friend went down the street with a bandage over his eye. A little bit in his eye. But what? Nothing, said. Right. And what did he hear? Let's see. What did he hear? What was that? The radiator.
What?
And he heard, pick up.
What?
And he heard the...
Pick up.
What was that?
What?
When somebody cleans it, what is that? With stuff after?
That's
it. Well, good. Now.
He went on the street.
Yes. What did he hear? Let's hear all the noises he heard.
Bang, bang, bang. Man shouting.
Man hammering.
Man hammering.
And he heard horns. How did they sound? And he heard nothing but dogs. What did the dog say? And then he heard the biggest noise on the street. Now, let's see what happened after Muffin. Got home. Oh, and when he was walking home, it began to snow. And then he heard a little noise. It couldn't be what?
That.
What's that?
A horse.
No, it couldn't be a horse going squeak.
No.
Could it be a policeman?
No.
What else could it be?
It could be a trash can.
It couldn't be a trash can, no.
It could be a lion.
No, goodness, no.
It could be a...
An empty house. And it couldn't be what else?
A train.
No, it couldn't be a train going through.
It could be a dolly.
And what did they do with the dolly?
Take the muffin to it.
They gave it to Muffin, didn't they? And then Muffin had a little baby dolly.
What have a baby dolly with Muffin?
You have baby dollies upstairs. You want to play and sing something? Let's see what we can find in here. See some of these little songs?
Let me hear you say after that. How about saying your ABCs one?
Oh yes, let's sing it. Say them again.
Falling down, falling down, love never.
see, is there anything else to know?
And in the Latin?
The thing,
There must have been. Mary, Mary, don't you dare, I have a fine boat. Here's a drinking cup with them, and when I go along.
And what do you know?
Silver bells.
Silver bells, and what else?
Cockatiels, and pretty maids on the rope.
And pretty maids down in a row. Good.
Why is the pretty maid on the rope?
Oh, there they are.
There's my level peek.
Oh, little peek-a-boo book.
There's my level peek-a-boo. Mm-hmm. It's a dog. A doggie.
Yes. Now, where's the kitty?
There's the kitty.
Hmm.
Here's the
kitty.
Where's
the horse?
Peek-a-boo.
Where's the horse?
I'm safe. The dog. Oh, woof,
woof, woof, woof. Start over.
Meow, meow, meow.
Mm-hmm. How does the horse go? Thought I had a where's the cat?
Moo. Moo.
You forgot to say peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
Now, where's the birdie?
Peek-a-boo, that's right.
Whistle, let me hear you whistle like a bird.
Well, you don't have to whistle. You can hear the birds up there just singing away.
Where's the lamb?
Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo. Oh, mercy.
That's a sick lamb.
Yes, isn't it? What's that? Oh. Now, where's the duck?
Bunny.
Oh, not the duck, the bunny, huh?
Uh-huh.
What does the bunny say? You can't say that, can you? What's that?
A duck! How did it go?
Crack, crack for the duck.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack to the duck, too. I want to make her a character. I want to make her a shoe.
Now, do the best voice. Quack, quack for the duck, quack, quack.
Quack, quack for the duck.
Oh, my. Kurt, do you want to sing about the quack quack of the duck quack quack? I wouldn't be a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. You can sing about I wouldn't be a boy with a nice and a
I want a boy with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what's this?
A squirrel. How it go?
I don't know. How does a squirrel go, Dad?
The squirrel chatters. He goes...
How did
you crawl, Walker? Kurt, doesn't
know.
Oh,
gee.
Now let's turn over and find what that
is. Daddy, I found him. He's
right. Little boy. Baby.
Hey, we were happy, baby, because you don't do it now. I'm a little baby. I'm lucky.
Morning, we couldn't go to Sunday school because Kurt had a runny nose and you had a runny nose, so we stayed home.
Okay.
Would you like to have Sunday school now and sing all the Sunday school songs you know?
Okay.
All right, let's sing first. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, is that him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a him. Sing the Sunday school song. Kurt's song. Now, let's start.
Jesus.
Fine. And you can sing and sing too. Let's do my best friend is Jesus. No, that one. That's a new one.
My best friend is Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. My best friend is Jesus. God is love. Praise him. Praise him. All I love to do is God is love, God is love.
Now,
love
Jesus.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Oh, that's one we haven't thought about.
Oh, baby Jesus,
right?
Is that funny little bed come for a belly?
I did find a little bed come for a belly.
That was good on Christmas Day.
How's the bird go? you try real hard. Now,
And I'm going to be collected.
Every day with Jesus. Sing it. Curtain.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus. More and more. Jesus saves and keeps me and keeps you on the waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Good. Now how about singing Jesus Loves Me and let Kurt sing the alto? Want to do that?
What? So I sing.
Jesus loves me, if I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little he knows, when I was born, he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Now, Kurt's going to play an ocarina solo. He's going to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the ocarina. There it is right there, Kurt. Play it. Mary Had a Little Lamb. We'll make a record of it. Okay? Now, what else shall we sing?
I'm going to be a Christian.
Isn't it grand to be a Christian? All right, okay. Here we go. Isn't it grand to be a Christian?
Let's
go. Whoever I
Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Come within the galley with Dinah.
From within the galley I know. From within the galley west I know. From the under old banjo.
Correspondent Gene Rath's fleet expected to start in a few hours, expected to enter Tokyo Bay itself almost momentarily. Meanwhile, new orders to the Japs that are soon let Japs surrender there. And General Stilwell and his 10th Army have been delegated to accept enemy surrender in the Ryukyu Islands. The Lieutenant Pacific Army Commander will go the pleasure of accepting Jap surrender throughout the Philippines. To the south of the Kong, as the General and his 10th, the Lieutenant Pacific Army Commander will go the pleasure of accepting Jap surrender throughout the Philippines. To the south of the Kong, the British warships of the East Indies fleet are by the Kong, has agreed to accept Generalissimo for a personal conference, and the terms of the recently signed treaty between Russia. They provide support and material resources and make it clear this headquarters. Further, the treaty stipulates that Diren, a warm ocean shipping of the Russians, will be responsible for its defense. The Chinese, at the same time, we must have a look for which so many Americans have given their lives. Questions are lined up in front of the Dr. Pepper dark book.
Goodness, you know what time it is? 5 minutes after 10. You've got your pajamas on. What color are your pajamas, Lee?
Pink.
What do they got on them?
What? Chicky.
Is that what that is? Oh, and dark, huh?
Oh.
Dark, isn't it? What color are your shoes?
Uh-huh.
In a minute, you're going up the ladder and where?
Up the inside.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, pardon me. Now, you want to tell your prayers now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right. You're right. Just hold it right here.
Oh,
here we go. Close your hands.
You want me to play that back? All right. Sure I do. See that light flash? That means it's running all right. Well, the funny thing was that while I was playing that thing back, I had the cut that I was cutting a note.
What's funny?
That was sort of a strange thing to do. I believe I could do it. I think I'll try it in a minute and see if it can be done.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
See? That's the needle that cuts the record. See?
And it'll bring a big round thing out and
put it on
the thing.
What do you mean a big round thing? A big round thing, how do they make records? Oh, they make records in the factory. I don't know
how they make
them.
I can get some
pieces
of decorative round
pieces of paper.
Where's
the phone ground?
Huh?
Where's the phone ground? A phonograph. A phonograph?
Yeah.
Over there on the table. It's past time for you to go to bed. Tell you what you do. You get up to the bottom of the ladder. Both of you stand right at the bottom of the ladder. And as you go up, sing Into My Heart. Tell you? On the way. Each step while you sing something. See? Okay, up you go. Now then, what do you want to sing? Kurt, you want to sing Jesus Loves Me With Me? Sing the outro?
I can do it.
Do what?
I can do it. I can do it.
Well, you don't sing outro yet. That's just Kurt's voice. You can sing Mary Had a Little Lamb better than anybody I've heard.
Oh, yeah, sing Mary Had a Little Lamb first, and then next time you sing both, okay? Mary Had a Little Lamb. Here, right here. Right here. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, don't you? Twinkle, twinkle, yeah. Twinkle, little star, okay.
Fly by bombers.
Mm-hmm. What else do they call it?
That's right.
And let's see, what about that JRF? What was the other name for that, remember? You know what a drum and duck is, don't you?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
C-3.
Well, what's a JRF?
C-3.
Yeah, that's a C-3. How many rotors does it have?
Two.
That's right. How many does a drum and duck have?
One.
That's right.
Drum and goose.
Goose is right. Goose, not gosling. Well, that's drum and goose, that's right. You're very good. That's pretty good, boy. Now, y'all want to sing some more?
PV.
A PV?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's another kind, yeah. That's a light medium bomber. The Ricardo is playing. Now, what shall we do? Shall we sing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's sing another song. What shall we sing? Lee, you want to sing? What?
It's for the
No, let's sing something. What? I'm a Christmas song? Fine, okay. Now, don't march around in there because I can't hear you in there. So stay right here and sing I'm a Christian soldier. Okay.
Don't march.
You can march around in a circle. All right? Okay, sing.
I'm a Christian soldier marching out to war.
Go away,
darling, for I shall wear the magic, the power.
door open.
Anything for you, let me
Rosie.
Here's that one, sir.
All right, let's sing it, lad.
Come on, please. Come on. Please just sing it with me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves
me, Jesus loves me.
Come here, Kurt, stand by Grandma and sing out.
Jesus loves me.
Listen to this kid sing out to him.
Come on, sing out with me. Come on, sir.
All right, sing out to him.
Come on, right here, close to me.
Right here.
Jesus loves me, this I know. All of the Lord's little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
To have the things you need and things you want, and I'll help you get them. But I'm not a patsy either, as you well know. maybe we'll think or something exciting.
We thank you for the night prayer this day. We thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
You sort of love too, don't you, man? You know where you are going this afternoon, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Over to play in the garden. Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
run, Harris. Yeah. Come on, if you can, we'll take you over there. And Mother's going to the dentist. Have his teeth worked out. Isn't that right?
I'll get my
clothes
out there.
You better get your clothes out there, yeah. Well, they don't work on clothes out there. Unfortunately, they just have APCs in the area.
You
need to
get
it in. Mom, I like that.
What can we like, huh?
Mom, I like that.
Good old hot girl. Yeah. Can
we spin it?
Yes, that is it.
We had it this morning.
We had it yesterday, didn't we?
We had it yesterday.
We had it yesterday.
We had it yesterday.
Now, look at the sugar on there. Oh, yes. I know you can, but...
The ants and the grasshopper. A happy grasshopper chirped and sang one sunny summer day. He hopped about to his heart's content. He loved to jump and play. He saw an ant with a grain of corn as busy as she could be. The grasshopper said, how silly to work. Why don't you come play with me? Said she, I'm gathering food to eat next winter when it's cold. You know when the snow comes down, that food is as scarce as gold. Why think about winter, the grasshopper said, come on, let's laugh and play. But the ant said, I've no time to waste and visit. Brown, and then came the wind and she sank in the snow, starving with the ants and the yellow corn. What a hard little worker she's been. So we went to her house and he knocked on the door. She made corn of necessity. Down a river he side by side, they made quite a curious pair. One was brass, one earthenware. As they floated down the river, the earthen pot was all a quiver. In his mind was just one thought, not to touch the other pot. The brass pot said, now do not fear, I'll not strike you, brother dear. The earthen pot said, but you see, if we should touch, it's the end of me. If you strike me or I strike you, either way I break in two. The moral here is worth a heap. Be careful of the company you keep.
Door was all locked up for the night. Poor Billy Z. No one heard his knocking, so he turned gladly, ready to fly away. Just then, he saw a grass fire burning. It was headed straight for the hive.
Nothing, that's right. What was that?
A dog.
A dog, that's right. Okay.
one day, a little dog named
Muffin
got a cinder in his eye. Poor little Muffin. His eye hurt him. It stung. So they took him to
the dog doctor.
The dog doctor said,
Muffin?
What else? I'll put this
cinder in your eye.
And when you take it
off tonight,
your eye won't hurt anymore, that's right. And there was Muffin with a great big white bandage over his eye. See the doctor holding it up in the clock in the office? Everything looked as dark to him as when you close your eyes. But Muffin could hear. Muffin pricked up his ears. He heard everything in the room that made a noise. He heard tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. What was it?
Clock.
Clock, that's right. He heard...
radiator.
It was a radiator, that's right. He heard flip-flap.
Scissors.
Scissors. Flip-flap, flip-flap. He heard tingling, tingling.
Telephone.
Telephone, that's right. He heard good.
His stomach
growling. Yes, it was his own stomach growling.
I do that
one, too. Mm-hmm, yeah, so did I. He heard...
the fly.
Little black fly. He heard, the dog doctor sneezing, that's right. Then Muffin went down the street on his way home. Poor little Muffin, said the people on the street. Muffin has a big white bandage over his eyes and he can't see a thing. But Muffin couldn't see it. First he heard the big noises, men hammering. Horses hoof. It was a baby doll. And what? They gave it, the baby doll, to Muffin for his very own. Isn't that
nice? But make it even
kind of
that small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethan, I can have Muffin.
Yes, you can have Muffin, couldn't you?
And
Muffin
and dog both.
Wouldn't you like to have a little black dog back there?
Uh-huh.
And if you had a dog and he had a dog, wouldn't that be funny?
Dog and a dolly.
If you got money.
Muffin
was a dolly. He would have no dolly. And
we were
Daddy,
don't be
inside on the porch.
Yeah.
Daddy,
to
open the door so we can
hear
him.
I'm like, is Hoo-Hoo upstairs? Is Hoo-Hoo upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Not here. But she's in, where is she?
In the
way. That's right, in the
room. Where's the
big doll? Where's the big doll? Oh, Hoo-Hoo, the big doll. Oh. I guess she got there somewhere put away, huh?
Maybe I
would get this,
and you
can
have
it. That's right. Maybe so. Maybe so. What's it, little pig? Well, we'll have to read it. There was an old cow with three little pigs. That's a lot. You had a funny story.
Daddy?
Uh-huh?
What's the pig? What kind of eating does pick up for?
What? Well, maybe he likes pork. See, that little pigs are what you get ham from. That's where we get ham and bacon and pork, things like that. That's pig. Did you know that? You did?
Yes, it does. That's pig today.
Yeah. He doesn't really have a house like that. Pigs don't live in houses like that. They live out in sties and in little places outside. Uh-huh. You do?
Uh-huh.
What would you want with a pig?
Maybe
you're a pig girl. Yeah, maybe you'll be a pig girl someday. Look.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I like the pictures in the book, aren't they? There's a little boy looking in the water. Isn't that pretty?
Uh-huh.
The moon shine. That's the moon. It's getting light. He's got his pajamas on. Uh-huh. Isn't that pretty?
Maybe he lives out there somewhere.
Look at there.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, wise old owl. Oh, there's the ant and the grasshopper. That's the story about the ant and the grasshopper. In a field one summer's day, a grasshopper...
Please.
Kermit wants him. I don't like waffles. Ha, ha. Somebody's out of practice.
And I'm going to have to sing a church song. And I'm
going to have to
laugh when I get
finished. Well, I guess so. Best waffle ever ate.
This is what I really
ate. No? Oh, it's a good one. Why, what?
Why do you think it's best for the ant, Mom?
Let the ant take care of his own dinner.
He always did. He had enough food for us.
Right here.
Ant
has to live at home. Yes. Isn't there a story about the ant and the grasshopper?
Really? The ant
home. Down in the ground.
So, you're overalls.
That. In our house, maybe?
Yes, down the floor.
Down the floor.
This time, it'd be eliminated, isn't it?
Daddy,
huh?
The ant can use my house.
Okay.
Yes.
Not too bad.
And I can come in the house.
You're off to dinner. There, does he like this house?
Oh,
I can
buy
another
one.
Oh, you can buy another one. Well, fine, I'm too hungry.
Can buy me another one.
That's the man I'm looking for. Santa Claus. Pretty good. That's part of it, all right. That's very good.
That way, that is my way.
Yeah, well, that's your way. That's the best way, too. If it's your way, that's right.
Doctor!
So, please. Go get a Kleenex, please. That's your nose. Cat, where's the tone at? Go get the toilet. That one's very good. You'd be better than that.
Okay.
Put
it on that toilet. Jesus loves me. His I know. For the Bible tells me so. Let the worship him below. They are raised by he is so. Yes.
Very good.
I do.
Who?
Who's that?
And there's a pail of water.
Uh-huh.
We're all still. Here's one about Little Jack Horner sat in a corner.
I know that one.
He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "Honey,
don't
you?"
No.
Oh, is that what it said? Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
1 penny, 2 penny. Hot cross buns.
I get them.
What's your seven? We got time now to leave the oven. What are we going to have to chop? Waffles?
No.
What?
I like waffles.
Pancakes? No, waffles. Waffles are just educated pancakes anyway.
Mama! This is the 17th of what? What's the month?
Of August.
That's right. And you let me hold the microphone. What?
1947.
What's that?
Once there was a man named Goldberg. And he went to Paris. And he went in a restaurant. And people were sitting all in the tables, and there was one man sitting at a table, and the waiter thought that he wouldn't mind if Goldberg sat there, so he sat down. Frenchman got through first, and he says, "Bon appetit." Goldberg got up and said, "Goldberg." He went in again. He kept on doing this for a little days, and he went to his friend, and he's been in Paris quite a while, and he said, "What does bon appetit mean?" The man said, "Well, it's like you would say, I'm enjoying my dinner or something of the sort." So Goldberg went back and he got through first. And then he got up and said, "Bon appetit." And the French man got up and said, "Goldberg." Goldberg.
You did remember, didn't you?
I have some tape here taken in made in Clarksville, Tennessee, when David was very small. Record it from here.
And I liked it when Aunt Myrtle lived at Dan's house.
We could go swimming in his pool.
Yep. We explored Palomar Mountain. That was fun.
And Miss Spencer and Mother looked pretty.
Yes, and Kurt looked pretty too. Like this. Wow.
Lee had gone to Florida, so we all decided to go rescue her. The Harringtons, Jim and Mary, came to see us off. The newest member of our family, Heidi, stands proudly awaiting the word go. Heidi was just made for traveling and sightseeing, and we started her outright. Here we are at the Grand Canyon. Dad was so interested in Heidi, he couldn't photograph anything else.
We thought he would never take a picture of us or the Grand Canyon. Finally, he solved that problem by taking a picture of Mother in the canyon from the inside of the VW. Having noticed we were along, he shot us here as we looked down at the canyon.
Again.
And again.
And again?
Yeah.
And the camping facilities at Grand Canyon were among the best anywhere.
We had a nice place. And we spent a couple or two, three nice nights there. Leaving the Grand Canyon, we found Heidi was really at home in the desert. She loved it, and we loved her.
This is the Indian trading. Wait.
It was like something out of a Western movie, I think. But not all is old and antique. Look at this community building and City Hall.
Dell and Myrtle A. had recommended Canyon de Chelly, so we headed for there next. Near it, we found these red sand dunes.
Bill and Mark are wondering if it's camel time.
Canyon de Chelly was one of the prettiest things yet. Indians still live there. I tried to push this rock down on them.
While Bill tied his moccasins and Heidi hid,
our squaw kept watch while they explored. See us down on the trail?
Rats.
In May of 1963, the Marcab came to San Diego. They were to stay a week for underway refresher training. Before anchoring, they inspected the ships in port and the sonar base and Shelter Island, which seemed like a good place to spend a few days. So they did, right close to Bally High. She looks rather nice from the distance. In the summer of 1963, the lure of the coastal highway draws our family. Mark surveys the scene and gives the go-ahead.
Then after a lunch at Santa Barbara on a gorgeous day, David climbs a dune and says, "Let's go this way." Oh. And we do, along the beautiful cliffs. Each seems more beautiful than the last. At Cambria Pines, we stopped at a small campsite on the ocean. We were the only people there, and when the night wind started blowing, we huddled in our little tent and knew why. But the beauty of the sunrise made it worthwhile, and we were able to arrive at Hearst Castle early. And we were first in line for tickets. The ride up to the castle is made on a bus, and this is the first glimpse we had of the splendors ahead. San Simeon was on Hearst's home.